We are back in the saddle.
Are we?
We are. We're always back.
Yeah. What is this, episode three of the
episode,
new season?
Episode number three.
Still,
you were just so
still
good.
Was talking. Still was talking, though.
I'm getting really much better at this.
You're not.
I am. We're season two, episode three, and I'm...
I'm not going to speak.
Anyway, guys, we're... kidding. We're back.
Going through life like that's interesting.
It is, right? You've danced through life. That's not a wicked thing, but if you want to make it a wicked thing, you can. But you've been dancing through life.
That's not just a fucking saying.
It is. Dancing through life. Frolicking through the pedals, right? Speaking of...
You're stretching when you say that.
I stretch a lot. I've actually been stretching a lot more in my workouts. Not physically. Actually, the blood flow, you know, I get hard again. And
it's Cialis? Took Cialis before your workout?
That's why I was saying that. We were watching before we started, folks. We were watching some Will Tenney.
I love Will Tennyson.
Yeah, that's nice. I should actually start. I've never watched YouTube videos on my TV, but I feel like I should.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Who needs streaming, you know?
I'm
sorry, cable. Who needs cable? You can just stream.
I don't have cable.
How are you with that?
They took my show off the air.
Which show?
Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Oh my God, I knew you were going to fuck it. I honestly, as I said that, I was like, oh fuck.
Pretty crazy.
It is pretty crazy.
I did put that on the list, but like
we could talk about it now because you brought it up.
I've always liked late night, and I've always watched late night growing up. Like my mom was super into like Johnny Carson or mm-hmm. like David Letterman. I really liked Conan.
Conan was nice. Yeah, prefer. I like Jimmy Fallon.
You like Jimmy Fallon?
I do.
Like fake things.
You know, I like when he brought on the boom. We bring the boom to you. Those people.
That shows he shouldn't have a show. So my whole thing is on late night. I think late night was like a really big staple in like American homes growing up because that's how people got their news
mm-hmm.
for majority of the time. If they didn't just want to watch the news and they wanted to hear shit and they wanted to see comedians and specials, they would watch late night or Saturday Night Live. But now,
that's a good point.
Everything is so available. Like at the moment that something happens, it'll be on fucking Twitter, Instagram.
Instantly.
And the amount of people on YouTube who have podcasts, who have things like this, who have like Joe Rogan, Theo Von, any of those guys. Theo Von has like fucking, I don't know if you saw his clips. He has Joaquin Phoenix on.
What?
He got Ben Affleck on. You know what I'm saying?
Is he that big? I didn't know he was that like known. So,
even Ben Affleck was talking about that. He was just like, well, you know, the old formula of going on late night, it's kind of like a dying breed now. I'll get more exposure being on this than there.
Wow.
It's true.
Imagine Ben Affleck saying that to you.
But it's true.
It is pretty true. It's all about how the modern times of it's everything's changing, right? So to my understanding, right, it went from like late night talk show, because late night talk shows have been around since what? God.
The 50s,
right?
50s, yeah.
Then it went to like modern radio. Then it turned into
Howard Stern.
Yes.
Shit like that.
And they still have modern radio today, but everything is now like you can hear a radio show. Like Howard Hearn's on Sirius XM, for example.
Well, he was, right?
He was. I think you know what's funny? After I sent you that, I looked into it more. It was a joke. He was for one day and they had Andy Cohen come on, and they had Andy Cohen come on and make a joke saying, oh yeah, we took your spot, Howard. I can't really speak on it, but if you're listening. So it was a joke. I was did he get canceled too with all that's going on? So I was like, did something happen with him?
Well, I thought they didn't want to pay him his crazy salary. He gets like $100 million a year for being on there.
$100 million a year? Well, yeah, no, he's been around since the fucking...
No, his contract with them is fucking crazy.
Yeah, he's been around, though, for quite some time.
Well, that's like some of these guys, some of these late night guys, like their salaries are so fucking insane. And then people look at the podcast industry, they're like, you could do what me and you do, but if you have a very big following.
Significantly cheaper.
You'll hire a couple people to put the videos together and the editors and shit like that. Like, you don't have millions of dollars in it.
Yeah.
Maybe close to a million, maybe nothing.
That's a great point. I never really thought of it that way.
You don't have a studio. Well, some have studios, but like you don't have a massive lot on ABC mm-hmm. or Fox or any of those things. Like to keep the lights on there is insane.
You're making really good points.
And craft services and this fucking people. And you have 18 different assistants and everyone has to get a paycheck.
Yeah.
You know?
Cast, crew.
Yeah.
PAs.
Like all those salaries. Like imagine how much money it takes just to keep the lights on. Let alone
one episode.
Pay them. Yeah.
Like just an episode.
Yeah. And I saw how much it was for Jimmy Kimmel. Like the whole thing that I brought that up is I think it doesn't necessarily have to do with the politics of it. Even though he always makes his show very political, but I think it has to just do with just the money.
Yeah, it could have been like they were secretly trying to pull the plug. Now that
it's Disney
bring it up.
Too, by the way. Disney owns ABC.
Well, then, you know, with everything going on right now, Disney, Hulu, everyone, HBO Max, they're all everyone's just like boycotting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I thought it was because I guess when it comes to news, I'm not really brushing up on like the knowledge behind it. But when I see it, I thought that it was because people were canceling because they wanted him let go, or was it the opposite way around?
What, for Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah. Or because they let him go and they're like, okay, well, we're boycotting because I don't know. It's very weird.
I think they were just looking for a way to cancel his show, honestly. Yeah. Was it abrupt? I don't think them doing it the way they did was appropriate.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have just let him finish out the season and just be like, all right, he's stepping away now. You should have done a little bit better. But like, Disney has an issue with like publicly firing people. James Gunn, Jonathan Majors. They have a very big issue with just fucking firing people at a whim. And then they hear the whole thing. They're like, oh, okay, that wasn't so bad. Do you want to come back for Guardians 3?
Yeah.
Like it's shit like that. Like,
but
there should be a way of going about it to be a little bit more like diplomatic. But that was pretty crazy. That was last week. That was very random.
Yeah, I thought it was like a spoof at first, and I went on to Twitter, and it was just like hellfire. Go to your point a little bit earlier. Yeah. How everything is just the touch of your fingertips is just news, 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 news. You get news probably faster than news people get news. Like that's we're in the same field.
Like, how do you be relevant?
Yeah,
you know, in this world of like everybody having something that's very, very difficult to do.
Yeah, speaking of that too, just speaking of relevance, Kanye West has a documentary coming out about him.
The clips are hilarious.
Oh my god, that's what I was gonna say. Him yelling at Kris Jenner, insane. Like there was a clip of him literally yelling at him and Kris and Kim. Like he honestly speaking, and this is footage from years ago apparently too. Yeah. So what I'm saying is people like them, like Kim, Kris, the family, they knew his decline. Like he was on a mental decline for not just randomly like now, but he's been on the mental decline for quite some time and they just let it all happen. You know, like it makes you really think.
It's bad. He clearly has mental illness.
Yes.
There's something
and without a doubt
very, very wrong with that. But like in my thought process, he's promoting this. He's seen in this light. Why would you do this to yourself? He doesn't look good in any of the clips I saw.
No, he looks just. He looks.
Did you see
worse.
The one with his cousin? Like he's screaming. Yes. He's screaming at his cousin
with Kim next.
Get
to
out!
Her. Yes,
get out! I'm like, what are you doing then?
Yeah, it's sad too. There was also a clip which I never knew this. Right, speaking of like just like pop culture and such. Apparently, when Lady Gaga first came out, this is when the first album came out of her, the Fame album, which like Just Dance and everything.
That was years ago then.
She had a tour planned with Kanye West from this documentary I saw. And it was basically her talk. It was called the Fame Kills Tour. And she was talking about how she, the whole, like, the artistic image behind what was going on was she was talking about it on camera where she was like, okay, great, I want to be the fame hungry person that wants this, and Kanye West, who I'm going on tour with, will be the fame and he will be running toward me. And they were showing like these blueprints of what the tour would have been like with Kanye West involved. Then the VMAs happened and they canceled the tour indefinitely. And the tour never came to be. It
with
was
the Taylor
canceled.
Swift stuff?
Yes. That's how long ago it was.
That's like, wasn't it 2009?
I never knew Lady Gaga was involved with Kanye West, too. There was one comment that Kanye made about her. It was a funny comment he made. I'm like, he's like, look, it's all about, you know, it's all
look
about marketing.
Gaga.
Yeah, Lady Gaga, she's the CEO of Polaroid. I love Lady Gaga, but what the hell does she know about taking a fucking Polaroid picture? It's all about marketing. So I was like, oh, in my brain, they were almost going to work together, which was insane. But then all that controversy came out early about him.
Yeah.
And she canceled it immediately and did not want anything to do with it.
Clearly he's got some diagnosed issues. I don't know if it's like a bipolar thing. But
it very well could be.
He's all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, especially with like the newer shit that he's been doing.
Yeah. And it's so hard. I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Dealing with mental health, mental illness, I can't sit here and we can't sit here and say, oh yeah, we understand or we relate. But more so, it's hard enough for somebody to go through that alone.
Mm-hmm.
But being somebody like a public icon like Kanye was, or I will say is, but you know, obviously he's very controversial. But I'm just saying to go through that in the limelight, not alone, mm-hmm. it probably adds a shit ton of weight. on it.
Yeah, that's the issue. You're under a microscope too, and when you already have those mental illnesses and you're that famous with all the resources, I can't really imagine what it does to you mentally.
Yeah.
That's probably the problem. Yeah, but releasing that, it doesn't make him look good.
And I'm wondering why they're releasing it now. Like, why now?
I'm assuming relevancy. Like, when is the last time you really heard about him, besides the last shit that was really crazy?
Yeah, which was insane. Which, and then they got Vultures 2. What happened to Vultures 3? We're never going to see it. It's never going to happen.
I think Justin was, like, texting me on a weekly basis saying, got pushed back.
I love Vultures. I thought it was a... I thought Ty Dolla $ign.
Oh, my God. Went back again.
Never released. It's
fucking bullshit,
you know, dude. A lot of people didn't want to work with him. And, again, you know, like...
But maybe that's why. Maybe all of them, all the artists he was on the album with, they're just like, you're insane. We see what you're posting in your new song. That one. Yeah. Like, we don't want anything to do with you.
Yeah. Same thing, too, with, like, Nicki Minaj. She came out about... She did a song originally. But they were doing Vultures, too. They were prepping for Vultures, or just the series, years ago. Like, she wrote a song. She came out recently. When I say recently, maybe, like, last year when the Vultures 2 album came out. There was a song supposed to be called New Body.
Yeah.
And it was featuring Nicki Minaj. The official version never released because Kanye West, they've made that song 10 years ago. He recently contacted Nicki Minaj to redo her verse for the fifth time in 10 years. And she came back at Kanye and was like, I am a different person than I was 10 years ago. I'm not rewriting the same verse I gave you four times prior. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing work with you. I'm not doing it.
Understandable.
So the song was never released, but there is a version of it out there that's leaked. That's a different verse of hers. But she kept saying, she was like, I'm not going to redo my verse because the version I wasn't myself 10 years ago, I am not that same person now. But Kanye was like, Nicki, we got to do this. He wasn't respecting the fact that she didn't want to do it. Because
he seems like that guy.
Yeah. So yeah. She's like, I'm not doing it. And you could dispute that with my legal team. I'm not doing it.
Totally understandable.
Because he never released it. She was like, I did it 10 years ago for you. I did it three times after that. I'm not doing it for a fourth time. Sorry. So well,
no, that's extremely annoying. I mean, it's time, it's money, it's expensive for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he seems to be all over the place.
Yeah, but speaking of being all over the place, let's go into it. How was your week?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Friday we were together.
We were together Friday. Yeah, we went to...
The great area of Norwood.
Never been there before. We went to a place called Jerry's.
Yeah.
In Norwood, New Jersey.
Yeah, Jerry's, it was pretty big during that COVID time, like a year after 2021. Mm-hmm. That was like one of the first bars that reopened again. I remember like it being crazy packed.
Interesting.
Not where we went.
No, like,
not,
it was...
I don't know what happened in the place.
They remind me of an old Western movie. Like you go in there. Only thing it was missing was some dirt roads and dirt parking lots. But it reminded me of the vibe inside. Live band was playing. How did you like the music? You commented on it like eight times throughout the night. How did you like it?
I didn't know any of it.
Nick was the entire time. I honestly speaking, I'm going to be honest with you. I only knew a few songs. A majority of that set that that person did, it was all original songs, you could tell. Like it was a band that he made, which I don't get.
I don't really like that then.
But I respect it. Don't get me wrong. But it's like the whole point of live music is to like... Isn't it to like entertain people and to, oh, that's a song I know, like cool rendition.
In a bar, yes.
Right. I respect like you do one or two songs, but I remember the guy kept saying, this is another original piece written by me and my, like, so I'm like, oh, so a lot of it, because what you were saying, you're like, I know no songs. I'm like, honestly speaking, I don't know any songs either. And that's probably because it was original content that he was pushing.
That was probably the vibe, yeah.
Yeah. Then after that, we went to
Saloony.
Saloon. We went to Pearl River.
We saw some guy get like pulled out of his car.
Yeah, that was towed. Cool. I don't think he got arrested though. What I'm thinking is the car must have been like registered, must have been expired, or didn't that happen to you once where you got pulled over in Westwood?
They didn't tell me though.
They didn't tell you. They just left the car there.
Which was really dumb.
And then you came back and
you know
took it.
I walked away for like an hour and I went back and I took my car.
Surprisingly, they didn't put the yellow boot. Usually they do yellow boots on those situations.
Westwood, it's a nice town.
Yeah,
I think true. And I was like very young at the time.
Oh so yeah.
I think it was like 20.
Yeah, because like, I didn't get arrested, so I assume we all assume like, oh, you know, he gets pulled out of the car. He was there for quite some time, but he didn't get. I saw he didn't get arrested. It was I think maybe the car. In those case scenarios, the car or something might be wrong with the car or something. But
because yeah. We were on the rooftop of Saloon and we had a perfect view of him in his car getting towed.
I know. Yeah, that was interesting. But yeah, Saloon was pretty cool. I like the vibe.
It's cold.
There. It was. It was so nippy.
Okay.
Nippy outside. Well, it's a saying.
You throw me through a loop.
When no, it's a nipple. Nippy. I'm sorry. Nippy. It's a nippy type of...
Yes. I'm not used to it.
Okay. Even though your name is Nicki, I don't get it. But...
Dude, Don't listen to anybody. Do stand up. Dude, you do great up there. Well, the fall is coming. Not your favorite time of the year,
right? It's actually the
first day of fall
today. Is it? It is. Congratulations, right? Thank you. I came in so hyped.
Yeah? This is your time, though.
This is where my seasonal depression goes away.
There's a mood change. I could see that. I think you hate summer.
I don't like... Because, Nicholas, you know, summer... Speaking of summer, let's talk about it. The summer I turned pretty. You love the show. And
I cannot for the fucking life of me understand why so many people like this below average show. I had a girl over and she was just like, oh, yeah, let's watch. I watched it. I said, there's no substance. There's no nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
It was, I don't know why I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I'm not saying it was a good, like, it's not good acting, but it's just not about the...
No, they don't seem likable. Nothing about them seems terrible. Gentlemen out there.
Nick's basing this guy's off of fucking 20 minutes of watching the show.
Yeah, and it's unwatchable. And, gentlemen out there, I never give advice with dating. You see a girl like that, you run. You fucking
so that's
run
the thing.
Away.
We had a watch
She's
party.
She's cuckolding the both of them.
We had a watch party at Tracy's because she caught herself up and she was like, hey guys, we watched the finale. Guys, for those who don't know, this is a series finale. And I want to just give some context for my stance on this all. This all went from my peak of interest and it was so like sudden. One night, because after usually Wednesday nights after the gym, we usually go out to eat or whatever and like whatever. So then Candace was like, oh no, me and Eric are watching our show tonight. If you want to just come by for a little bit and just be in the background and do your own thing. I'm like, sure. This was probably like episode 5 of season 3, the current season.
No, we watched the same episode then.
Was it the same night?
I watched the same episode then. Something about, did they make dinner together?
Yes. Yeah, the chicken, the grilled chicken. And it's like, oh, Connor.
If your girlfriend is doing that with somebody else, even if it's your fucking brother, you kick her to the curb.
I call her Marilyn Monroe. She was a Marilyn Monroe over time. Because
she didn't look like fucking Marilyn Monroe, I'll tell you that.
No.
No?
Marilyn Monroe's beautiful. Oh, I know. I'm saying Marilyn Monroe got with both Kennedy brothers.
These people are mid. That's what I'm telling you. The cast doesn't... One of them has broccoli hair. Not a fan of him.
Yeah. And you know what's funny, too?
I hate him.
Both Jeremiah. I don't like him. That's Jeremiah. Jeremiah and Conrad, they don't look like brothers. Like the casting was not... That's where I mean. I am with you on that. The casting was
The older brother would be a good serial killer.
You know what the other brother looks like?
He's got pain in his eyes.
Who does he look like? I want you to...
What does he look like?
Yeah.
He kind of looks like... I think they might even be around the same age. This kid has grown. He looks like he's from The Boys, the kid.
Yes. That's where I was... Okay.
Yeah.
That's exactly where I was coming from.
Really? Yeah.
Yes.
They look alike.
Yeah. Before this fall. Oh, thank you so much. You're such a kind man.
They do look alike a lot. He is... The episode opened up with him on a roof... Having an inner monologue.
Oh, yeah. He was doing the... Yes, that was the same...
And that's when I fucking realized the exact same cinematographer of that show is the same as Reacher's, which is made also by Amazon. But Reacher's a good show. So...
Yeah. So the series finale aired. We watched it on a Thursday. And you would have been so... Like, this girl and I... Everyone's like, oh, are you Team Conrad? Are you Team Belly?
People keep asking me that, and I keep swinging.
So, hear me out. Belly... I have had my fair share of rendezvous with women like Belly. I'm not going to name names because I told you on episode 1 of season 2 of the podcast that I'm not going backward. I'm only going forward. Now, there's no shade on this podcast. Read between the lines, folks.
I want to see how long he'll take because the more he talks, the more he'll expose who it is.
Thank you.
But go on.
I know women like Belly. I don't just know women like Belly.
I am women like Belly.
I've danced a hot fine line of tango. Is that a saying? Dance the hot fine line. No. You know what I mean?
Not even close.
Thank you. But, and I, during the finale, there was one scene where they basically hook up at the end. Spoiler. If you doesn't, they hook up at the end finally. She gets back with Conrad, the brother, the other brother. And at the end, Nicholas, I almost cringed. They're in bed together. And it was after, you know, when you get, you know, post-nut clarity. And,
what the fuck?
I'm not kidding, but you know how that feels. And we all do.
Sure.
And she's like, oh, like, you know, because he basically went to Paris to go see her or whatever. They hook up or whatever. She's in bed. And then Conrad says something and it just brought me back. Like, it triggered the fuck out of me. It did. It triggered me.
What do you say? Like,
he goes to her.
Shake your ass.
She said something. She said to have him respond. And he goes, well, yeah. He goes, oh, you always say silly things like that, like laying on his chest. And I'm like watching it. And then Conrad goes, well, I'll be saying this stuff. You have me forever. The ick. The ick in her
that's
eyes.
That's an ick.
No, no. The ick in her eyes.
She no. Saying that's bad. Yeah. No, so I agree. I agree.
In this brain, poor Conrad, he's like, oh, well, you have me now forever again. We reconnected. This girl.
Forever's a long time.
You start to see her feral. It was like a cat against the wall. She starts going feral. And she's just like, oh, so like, when's your next train back home? Nicholas, I was like, I was triggered.
So that girl sucks, by the way.
I have been Conrad, and I have been with women like that woman, and they she gets in your head, she twirls a little bit of twirly twirl in there, mm-hmm. and then she fucks you over. She gets up to go to the bathroom, clean herself up.
Okay, all right.
Okay, wait, hear me out. She comes back out, and she was like, you know, I'm not going to change my life for you. I'm staying here. I'm not going to change my life for you. And then Conrad was just like, oh, no. We
Justin, connected. Why do people like this show? This is the worst type of person. It triggered me.
So my lo and behold, the aftermath of it, right? After we get done with Tracy's, we're talking about it or whatever. And the next morning, I text like Tracy. I text whatever. And I'm just like, it's 8:46 a.m. and I'm still triggered by last night. I'm just letting you guys know. Then I get 12:43 p.m. I'm still a little triggered, but I'm not so triggered. It just, that show triggered the fuck out of me.
So how does it end?
It ends with her getting back with Conrad and then the Jeremiah.
Who's Conrad?
The tall guy that you said that guy looks like from Reacher. I'm sorry. No, the little boy from The Boys.
Not the broccoli.
Nope. The broccoli hair. He moved on.
Well, you're saying all that happens, but how does the show end then?
It ends with her. And then she, okay. Then he leaves and he was like, whatever. He goes back on a train. This girl is like, oh my God, wait, I really love him. She runs on cobblestone to the last
this
train.
This girl sucks,
Justin. Oh, I know. She gets on the train, and lo and behold, mind you, she has no phone with her. She has nothing with her to
You can't pay.
That's what we're saying. How do you pay?
You can't pay
you
on
can't
there.
You can't pay. You're in Paris. So then she gets on the last train. She sees him sitting there. She goes up to him and makes a whole scene. She goes, Conrad, I choose you. I love you. And they end up together.
No, okay, so this in girl's Paris. Unstable.
That's why I was triggered.
She's unstable,
I was like,
bro.
I've been here. You get tossed, you get put on a shelf.
But so what you're describing, this all happens in one episode, right?
Yes, the series finale.
Okay, so that's narratively stupid and bad. The fact that people like this show, and I saw a clip of all the casts because my feed just keeps turning into this shit, sadly. There's like, oh, is a movie coming up for you guys? The guy who plays that guy, it looked like his soul came out of his body. He's like, I have to do this again.
Yes. So apparently they're doing, which was the spoiler at the end, they're doing a movie in 2027.
I hate this.
And I know, because hear me out. When you go, this is like, not that I'm a fan of Game of Thrones, really. Game of Thrones, they only went for the first three or four seasons. They went by the book. And then after that, they just completely went off.
Oh, is this based on a book?
This is based on a book. So there was three books. There was
That's
three
why
seasons
people are annoying.
In each book. But now they're doing a movie, and this movie is going to be purely – it's nothing off a book because the book ends with book three.
Well, being a fan of 13 Reasons Why season four only.
You were obsessed with 13 Reasons
Dude,
Why.
Dude, 13 Reasons Why, show. It's a guilty pleasure to watch that because it's so bad.
Yeah, I remember where I was during that when that was like a hot – that we were like, I think, what, in almost
– That was my summer I turned pretty. I'll tell you that.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you that. But nobody turned pretty then. I'm Clay.
You had the broomstick. Remember that? Do you remember that? Remember that when that came out? We were like appalled.
I want you to just watch highlights of like season three and season four. You'd be like, what?
Yeah. What season was it where they throw the guy overboard? He's drowning. They just watch him drown.
Justin, that may be the funniest
Is that four
scene.
Or three?
That's three.
Oh, okay.
They basically do I Know What You Did Last Summer to Bryce. That's exactly what happens.
Bryce! That
Bryce.
Was the name.
Remember?
Bryce.
Dude. Bryce is the guy who did what he
the
did.
The broomstick, yeah.
No. Did what he did to Hannah. There's another guy who does the broomstick.
Oh.
Yeah. But that character, you find out that he's like gay later on, and he's murdered. He's murdered too, and then like goes to jail. Like, dude, the entire show
like so,
makes no sense.
I think because, if I'm not mistaken, I know Selena Gomez, which is, this is all coming back to me. This is like years ago.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez was like the head writer or like the producer of that show.
Yeah.
And
didn't do
this
good in
wasn't
the end.
13 Reasons Why a book, and it became a series.
The first season, but two, three, and four
they
off
were
the cuff.
All, okay, that's what, okay.
Justin, the yeah. entire show like basically ends with, you know the character Justin?
Yes.
One of the guys, he dies of AIDS.
What?
Justin, it is, but so, just, it's so funny. They're in prom and he like, he feels weak. He's like, oh, he hits the ground. They go to the hospital. One lady there, I think she's in Grey's Anatomy. I don't know the actress's name.
Yes, don't tell me.
Whoever
Madison
it is.
Madison Montgomery. Madison.
Somebody.
But Addison, like, not Madison. Addison.
She's there, but the doctor is basically
the mother,
like,
of Hannah.
No, different character. Apparently this one's in there too. You have to watch the clip later. Stop fucking up the story. She goes up to all of them and she's basically just like, he's dying of AIDS. And they're like, what? He's like, yeah, he's got like an hour left. Like, that's basically how it ends. There's no lead up. Apparently the character was homeless for a bit, so he must have done stuff for money. But the AIDS just kicked in that night and killed him.
It doesn't work that way, I don't think. Freddie Mercury lived a nice life before his
There's time treatment.
Was, there's treatment that, you know. That's insane. Yeah, I remember 13 Reasons Why. That was like such a huge, huge show.
Cultural.
Along with like Stranger Things. Mm-hmm. You know, that's still going.
They're our age now,
yeah,
probably.
It's funny how Millie Bobby Brown and Jake Bon Jovi, they just adopted a baby.
Why they adopt?
I don't know her personal stuff going on, but...
They're very young.
Very young, yeah. But isn't it crazy how they started as children on the show? Now we're on the fifth and final season, and in between the first season and now, she shaved her head, grew it back out, now is like in her like early 20s, adopted a baby, got married. Like, she hit so many milestones.
It's your whole adolescence, basically. Yeah. It's pretty crazy. Yeah. Did you see the time stamps for those episodes?
Oh, dude, they're full-length movies.
Each one is
actually insane.
Is it too much? Probably. But like, maybe it's going to end it good. I don't know.
You're going to watch, like, episode two, when you're done with episode one, it's 2 hours and 23 minutes. You're going to watch that.
They should just release them weekly, maybe.
Weekly. Or just break them up into, like, you know, if they're 40-minute episodes or an hour episode, that's like really two episodes in one. Why don't you just release an episode order?
Yeah, that'd be better, honestly. I don't know why everybody has to do like episodic now. It's a little too crazy. And it's two volumes, I heard. It's going to be one volume. It comes out...
It's three.
Is it three volumes now?
Three volumes. It's the
really
first
stretching
seven,
it.
The first six episodes are going to be volume one. That releases in November.
Yeah, November.
Then Christmas Eve, you get two more episodes, volume two. And then the final episode is going to be New Year's Eve.
Wow.
All this pussyfooting. Like, why are we extending? Why?
It's a little too much. I don't know.
With the amount of time they've been working on it, though.
You know what the problem is?
What?
I remember nothing from the last season.
Nick, if they don't have a previously on, I'm going to be very upset. I don't want to watch the final episode of season four. I don't.
Oh, wait, no. The only thing I remember is that I'm curious what happened to the redhead. Because she's now, like, blind
Sadie Sink.
And crippled.
Well, she's doing Spider-Man and bigger things now, so I think we know
she may be Gwen Stacy.
Yes.
That's cool.
Speaking of, I don't think I have this on the list today, so we'll talk about it right now. You know what I heard she might be?
Let's hear it. Black Cat?
No.
Who?
Abyss.
Abyss? Who the fuck is Abyss?
Oh, I thought you would know what Abyss is. I was going to have you explain
on
it. Apparently, it's a comic character that is it's a cosmic entity that is a mix between the multiverse. She's like she is the embodiment of the multiverse.
Don't want it. What? Don't want it. I want street level.
She apparently is the embodiment. I read it the other day. The embodiment of the multiverse and... not a black hole. It's like she is like the embodiment of the multiverse and everything, basically.
Do you want that?
Not really, because I want street level and they're giving us Punisher. I don't want them throwing in a little... And they just might, because hear me out. The next movie after that is about we're going to street level, Nick. Right?
Still
we're going
Sony.
To street
level. Yeah.
We're going to street level, finally. And then right after that, we're going right back to multiversal war. We are. Doomsday is going to be a multiversal war movie. Whether he's in it or not.
You're not wrong. God, is that the next Marvel movie coming out?
Next Marvel movie coming out. Well, besides Daredevil season two.
Yeah, but like movie. Yeah,
movie
that's
is
it.
Going to be Spider-Man Brand New Day, July.
A year, basically.
Sucks.
My God.
It sucks.
And then Doomsday comes out Christmas. There's such time in between these movies.
I know. And we're also getting... we have Marvel Zombies that I think recently just came out. Is What If season 3 out yet or no? I don't know.
I don't know because it's bad.
It's very bad.
It's really bad. You have a pantheon of all your characters, but like you don't use them.
They're shit stories. I want to be honest with you.
They're so bad, bro.
Season 1 was great. Season 2 was okay.
You know where my brain shut off? When they did a What If with the guy from Eternals and Agatha. I said, you have all the fucking characters you have. but you do that. I can't have a multiversal thing with Spider-Man's. You can't throw me Wolverine. You can't do anything like that. What about like a good Secret Wars?
Yeah, there was one something? Episode. Actually, no, it wasn't. What if it was Marvel Zombies? Spider-Man yielded
Mjolnir.
Yeah, and threw it at like zombie Thanos.
So that looks cool. That's not out yet.
No, it's coming out.
That was, yeah. And they have Blade in that.
Yes.
The only time we're probably ever going to see that version of Blade.
You know what? I was going to say, you know what Blade that is? That's the one that previously got canceled.
Mahershal. But he's also like a variant of Blade and Moon Knight.
Mixed.
Yeah, did I need that? Not really. I would have preferred to just have a Blade.
Yeah.
I would have preferred that, but that's fine. Like Moon Knight, I would like another season too.
Moon Knight would be pretty cool. That'd be sick. Really nice.
Yeah. I liked Moon Knight, honestly. As far as the shows go, that was one of my favorites.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what season two of Daredevil will bring. That's what I'm really looking forward to. Comes out in March. We'll see. But apparently, I think I have this on the piece too, but they're doing the ending to season two of Daredevil will lead right into the events of Spider-Man Brand New Day. So
really?
That's what they're saying.
Well, at least they're connecting it that way.
Yeah, hopefully. But then again, hear me out, right? March ends. It's probably going to end in April, right? Give or take, beginning of April, whatever, depending on how many episodes they release. Like, they do the whole... What throws me off with scheduling, they always do the first... Oh, here's the first three or four episodes on the same day. Then everything is weekly. They did it with Ironheart, too. You're messing up, like, the scheduling and everything. But think about it. Let's just say it ends in April or whatever. We have to wait till fucking July to see. Like, that's a long time with nothing in between.
Yep. Yep.
Are we going to care?
And the issue is, like, despite Daredevil being as big as he is, if you go for the average moviegoer, they may be a little confused. They're just like, what happened? Did Punisher this, that? Like,
are we getting a Punisher show?
We're having a Punisher special that's already filmed. They already finished that. I think that's going to come out between Daredevil and Spider-Man.
That would make sense because he's going to be a lead in Spider-Man.
But like, if I really had a pick, like I really would prefer not to have a Hulk in this movie. I'd prefer just to be purely street level with Daredevil and Punisher.
Yeah.
And in my mind, maybe I have hope for this. Maybe the Hulk is a lie. Maybe it's really Daredevil.
That would make more sense.
I'd be so happy.
Yeah.
It'd be so great if they do like Comic-Con or something like that. Like, well, no, they can't actually. If they just have some type of special, they're just like, oh, there's going to be... It's not Hulk. It's fucking Daredevil. I'll scream.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I don't like Hulk.
I don't like him at all.
I just think he's a supporting character.
Especially the version like of Smart Hulk. Not a fan of. It was cool in like Endgame. But they really done everything you could
do. I agree. I think he gives supporting energy, like character energy.
Yeah, but he's never met Peter Parker or Spider-Man, really. Like, he has no interactions with them. And now you're going to force an interaction. Like, Doctor Strange being in No Way Home made more sense because he knew Spider-Man previously. He met him a couple times.
Yes.
They did the whole Infinity War and Endgame together. So there's history, and he knows who he is, kind of. That's a little bit better, but like... I don't know.
It's just... I don't know who's executively... Like, I don't know who's in charge of making these decisions.
Sadly, a lot of Sony.
But it's like... I don't know. Unless the story, it's going to make sense and it's going to be groundbreaking. I just don't really see it being... I don't know. I hope... Like, I would like, if anything... Not Hulk not to be in the movie, period. But I would like to at least like have him as a cameo. And then like he has one scene...
Daredevil?
Fight him.
Or you're talking about Hulk.
Yeah. If they are including him, but apparently Mark Ruffalo has come out and said that he has never seen any script yet. So maybe it isn't. Maybe it's just...
Maybe it's a lie. I'm really hoping that it's a lie.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not really a fan of that version. We were talking about our weekend, right?
Yeah, we were talking about our weekend.
So that was Friday. Just going out. Nothing too crazy. Your night last night?
It was pretty cool. I went to Candace's friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
She hosted. It was a pretty cool night. We got some nice foods. A lot of like London broil. It was a whole like.
I didn't want anything. Thanks.
It was pretty fun. Yeah. What about you? What did you do?
I went down to Edison. A date.
Oh.
What do I do for events?
Old date action.
Yeah. So I. I went to, you know where Top Golf is?
Yeah.
That area. Yeah.
You like that area.
I go there for work events for Top Golf. It's fun, but they have another place there. It's a racetrack.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. It's like an indoor racetrack where there's a bunch of games and like axe throwing and shit. It's such an odd location where everything's at, but I went there. It's just so overpopulated. Like there's so, it was so many people there on a Saturday night. I probably wouldn't recommend because we went online to go to the bowling thing. One guy was detained because he was yelling. That was cool to watch. Yeah, all I heard was he's just like, no one told me how to be on this fucking line. Like he's screaming. And the guy's like, sir, you have to leave. Like he's just freaking out that he had to like wait on the line. It was that caliber of, you know, human. And then it was like 7 o'clock and I take a look at like the schedule. It's like, oh, if you want to bowl, the next time that you're available to bowl is midnight. I was like, all right, this is going to be a no-go. But I'm just like, all right, we pivot. Tommy's Tavern.
Nice.
Don't even worry about it.
Give me the food. Give me the foods.
They have a rooftop. But unfortunately, when you're on the rooftop, you have a very limited menu. I just had a burger.
Nice.
It was good. It was apparently Wagyu.
Oh.
Was it though? Not really.
I don't know.
No. It was overcooked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of those. It was okay. You don't even get French fries.
Really?
What happened in this country? Oh. I asked you this. What happened in this country?
Oh.
Ask how much it was.
How much was it?
It's $22.
Your burger alone?
Yeah.
With no side?
Nothing.
What?
I'm going to kill myself.
Oh, because it was probably Wagyu.
Yeah, I get charged, what, a dollar more per gram.
That's so stupid.
Like, it's so, but it was not, it, like, the area up there is really, really nice. And then they even had, like, a DJ up there.
Okay.
Which was cool. And then I just went to the amusement things in that racetrack area. I won the claw thing twice.
What'd you win?
Impressive. I won a My Little Pony. And I also won SpongeBob. Take a guess which one I kept.
My Little Pony.
I have the SpongeBob in my car. Two times in a row. I can't believe I did that.
Wow. You know what? That to me screams that you're a pretty lucky guy.
Okay.
Like, yeah. That's luck.
Oh, and then I was in the car with a girl. And we're just listening to music. And we're just like watching people. A lot of people were hanging out outside their cars in the parking lots. So, all of a sudden, I see this one guy and girl. They start, like, play fighting with each other. The guy's, like, kind of, like, swinging close to her, but, like, missing and everything. It looks like playful fighting for a bit. Then, all of a sudden, I guess he gets her. Like, gets her, like, right in the nose. And then, all of a sudden, she, like, swings back at him, and it becomes a little bit more violent. And then, I see him pick her up, swing her over his body and throw to the ground, and they're literally rolling on top of each other, and all their friends start to try to like rip them apart and everything, and they're beating the shit out of each other.
What?
So domestic violence.
Oh my god. No, well, that was just, it's like beyond a, that's like a freaking like a fight. That's
it,
like a,
it was, yeah, really bad. And she won.
What?
She was a lot bigger than the guy. The guy was like a string. Like, he was super super skinny. She took him down.
Wow.
After that. After she got on the ground, she took him down.
That's insane.
It was fun.
And you just parked and watched this whole thing?
I'm laughing, and the girl's just like, that was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Like, she was in that fight.
Yeah, kind of. Like, yeah. You know what it was? It was very much of like an empath, and I'm very much like people are going to do what they're going to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It was...
That is insane. I'm...
It was a shook. Crowd, for sure. Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be like that, but, you know, something for a nightcap. It wasn't too bad.
Nothing like a, you know, free fight to watch.
I think it was free entertainment.
Foods, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was pretty good.
Wow.
Not too bad, but that was Edison, if anybody ever wants to go there.
I'm good.
Call in advance.
I'm good.
Yeah.
You've told me about Edison before, and I think I'm pretty good.
Edison's a weird area.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it, honestly.
Yeah, that's near, like, PSE&G headquarters.
Oh,
is that near Cranford?
No, pretty close, I guess.
Thank you. See, look at me. I'm changing.
You're naming things that aren't too far from it, but is it close? Kind of.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Not too far.
Yeah, it's nice.
That's pretty chill, though.
Yeah, it was pretty chill. You know, last night was super cold. Were you cold last night where you were?
Yeah.
It was like 55 degrees.
I brought a jacket.
Nice.
Needed a jacket. It was really, really chilly upstairs. Pretty nice area, though, up top for the rooftop. It's nice.
That's awesome.
Yep.
I got to try. I want to go, like, you know what I want to go? I want to go to another escape room.
You're not helpful in them, though.
I am very helpful in them.
You're not helpful.
You know, Justin in 2022 to Justin in 2026, when I'm just, you know, going, I think...
You deliberately hid clues. You just fucked up the whole thing.
Hey, guys. Oh, yeah, I found this on the back of the telephone like 30 minutes ago.
Don't they stop you if you're in there too long?
They do, no? Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a timer. You're in there for like an hour or so. You know what we should do? We should do a breakout room.
What's a breakout room?
Oh, isn't it called when you crash out and you like hit a bunch of things with glass?
I think it's a crash out room.
Crash out room.
Yeah. Oh, you just start breaking shit.
Just breaking shit.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I think we need that.
An escape room, we're all fucking, yeah. We're too much.
The walls start closing in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's the one we went to? Like Pompton Plains or something like that?
I think so. It was that same location had the original. I wanted to get the Arkham Asylum Joker.
That would be cool.
And it was sold out.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember going there. That was that long ago?
Yeah.
Wow. 2022, man. What a time. What's our time on there? Because you're farther away from me now.
It is 41 minutes in, my friend.
Want to do news?
Yeah, this is such a great couch. Can I just tell you that?
You know what's bad about you being on the couch? You're what? Getting progressively more and more sleepy.
No, I'm not. No, I'm sure? I'm sitting up right now. If I was laying down, it'd be over.
Yeah, you'd be knocked out.
It'd be over. This is a beautiful couch.
Anytime he's on my couch, he just knocks out.
Is this like Ashley's furniture, you said?
Value City.
Values. Okay.
Value City.
Okay. Yeah, we could start with the movie news. Can I go first? I want to do this one.
It's the longest one. Go for it, man.
Thanks, bro. Avengers Doomsday has officially wrapped filming. But has it, though? That's what I have here. Has it, though? On this topic, Alan Cummings. Is it Cumming or Cummings?
I think it's Alan Cummings.
Okay, with an S?
I think it's an S at the
all right. G, yeah. Don't sue us, Alan. We promise. We love you on Traders. Who plays Nightcrawler in the X-Men universe, came out and he said eventually he got to work with a finished script. That's good news.
That they have a script?
Yeah. Were filming the first couple of months, I guess, they had no script. But he said eventually they got one.
How do you get approved to do all this shit with no script?
I think there's a lot of improv, if you really think about it. How the hell are you supposed to know your lines? Really? How the hell are you supposed to know? Okay. He also made a comment that he felt bad for the scheduling team for this film because there were 30 A-list actors that had to come and work together all in the same time. That specific, would you say 30 of them are A-list? I don't know if they're all A-list.
They're A-list maybe because of Marvel movies.
Correct. They're not like...
Are they A-list in their regular career? Probably not.
Like, who's the guy that played Charles Xavier?
Oh, you don't think he's A-list?
What's he been since?
You're not wrong.
I'm just saying. He was known.
I think he's like actor royalty now. Like he's up there, but like
he's like also like 92 years old.
He's very old.
Very
yeah.
old. Both him and Magneto. I think the original actors are.
How many times are you gonna dig up these people? Like it is pretty crazy.
Oh, I know.
Well, so he's trying to say that 30 A-listers were all in a scene together.
All in a scene. Well, they all worked together. So you know, different days. You know.
Interesting.
It should be interesting. I don't know.
I can't see this working. I'm on the camp of like. I know you're not supposed to hear everything that you hear on the news. You're supposed to be like, maybe, I don't know. But, like, nothing is positive.
We have not heard one positive thing about this movie.
Yeah. It's a mess.
I think the last positive thing we heard about this movie was when it was revealed that RDJ was back. That was the last time we really felt. Like, everything after has been pure shit.
But that was mixed, though. He wasn't coming back as his character everybody loves. He's coming back to play Doom.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing I'll say is the way he looks is perfect.
Do you think they're going to enhance the way he looks, like, physically? He's very skinny right now.
I think it's all going to be the costume.
Okay.
Or knowing him now for his payday, it's going to be all CG, maybe.
That could be a good point.
Yeah.
I just don't see him physically looking like Doom.
No,
like, dude, he does not have the physical...
He's like 5'5".
Yeah.
He's very short.
Yeah.
He needs to fucking put on another foot, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say he's even in the suit most of the time? Which is disgusting to say that he's getting this much money and he's not even doing most of the work. It's pretty crazy. He's got a good agent.
very good agent.
I'll say that, man. Yeah. The fact that he's got fucking $80 million he's getting paid?
Yeah, 80 mil.
What the fuck? To not even see him?
Starving people out there.
It's pretty depressing,
it,
yeah.
It's very depressing. After tax, what does he take, though? I mean, that's the million-dollar question.
It's still a lot of money.
Uncle Sam has to get paid first.
And his publishing, and you know, all those people. Yeah.
You know, I love that short-lived little promo he did for Ironheart that he never talks about to this day because it was all paid propaganda.
You think he watched that fucking
show?
No,
he did not. He was reading off a script when he was talking about how great it was. I don't care. It's called inauthenticity.
It was 17 years to the day I was cast as Iron Man. And now you have the mantle.
Yeah.
There's no mantle.
Nope.
Do you even watch it?
I watched the first episode. Did not really care for it to go, and I kind of stopped. Then I watched the Mephisto. After it was revealed he was Mephisto, then I watched that episode. I didn't watch anything in between.
I watched Mephisto.
I heard it was like Iron Man meets magic sorcery.
Sure.
I don't know. Like, if she's not going to be involved with Doomsday and Secret Wars, why the hell are we getting it?
It's a valid point. They shouldn't greenlight any other show if it doesn't actually move the Marvel Universe.
It's a placeholder. It's a placeholder.
Yeah, it's not the best. Well, I don't know. Very mixed reviews on that.
Mixed bag of tricks.
This next piece of news. Rumor has stirred that the Fantastic Four will be splitting up at the end of Doomsday. Didn't we just meet them? Yeah. Didn't we just get them together?
I wonder what happens so catastrophic that it breaks up the band.
Reed and Ben kiss. Are those rumors?
Was a rumor? Yeah. Yeah. That was a rumor. Maybe their affair gets brought it up.
I hope it's real.
That would be...
It would be so funny.
I don't know. Why it would be so... But what do you feel... I mean, what maybe, do you think are some theories that... Why would they break up? Why would they go part ways?
In the comics, Johnny does die. Once.
Ooh.
So if Johnny dies... Well, the way that it usually worked in the comics was Johnny died, and then they make the Future Foundation, where they're all in white outfits instead. There's that subplot. But... Maybe they'll use that adopted storyline and say, hey, Johnny died. Now we're breaking up. Fuck you alls. And then maybe Sue and Reed get divorced.
And maybe in Secret Wars, they get reintroduced to a different Johnny that Doom plucked from a different timeline.
And it's Chris Evans.
Oh my God.
It's Chris Evans.
I could see that being a factor.
Maybe. All this multiversal shit, it's very difficult because it takes the impact away from any of these characters being important. Because in the back of your mind, you're like, well, they could just go take another Iron Man out of another universe.
I know. That's the downside of, I think, what the multi... Like, the multiverse is a very cool concept. Knowing that there's multiple and infinite versions. I like DC's take on the multiverse better than Marvel.
For sure.
Because it's a lot more, you get to actually see there's like Elseworlds and like worlds collide. Like you look at it as a physical representation of like what Earth is.
I agree.
Versus there's branches and there's timelines and there's like, I don't want to say it doesn't make sense. It makes sense, but it's a lot more like you have to really try to understand it.
Yeah. But then the tie in all these things that they're doing, it's going to be crazy. But a lot of what they think Doomsday is him trying to go fucking get Steve Rogers.
Yeah.
Because after what he did.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. Part of me is just like, let him rest.
If you get really technical, out of every single thing that's happened post-Endgame with the incursions and everything, I think Steve Rogers made the most craziest incursion. Actually,
do you think he's the reason?
His incursion with him staying in the past and staying with Peggy and him having potential kids that were never supposed to be born.
Branches, man.
That could be a very... you know, what if one of the kids that he created
kills Peggy, Doom in the future?
Kills Doom in the future, and he has to go and stop that fucking from happening, and he goes to clip that timeline. Prunes it.
I'll take a movie like that then.
I would too. But you know what would be great? If that was a Steve Rogers movie. Like, I don't need it to be in a fucking plot of a movie with 30 plus people in
the X-Men,
stories.
This and that.
Like, we have to get reintroduced to X-Men. Make sure people know in a two. It's this runtime, I think, was like 2 hours, 2 hours and 20 or 30 minutes? It's not enough time. To flesh out, these people are not, they're not like me and you, they're not going to know.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, I'm just scared of the delivery. I don't know. I hope it's good. I hope they fucking, you know what I hope they do? Comic-Con, if it comes before then, imagine they split it in two movies, and then Secret Wars comes later.
That'd be better. That'd be better.
Two and a half hour movies.
No, this whole movie, there should have been like 10 movies beforehand.
100%.
It should have been like that too. And especially because now we're off of like the heels of Fantastic Four, which didn't really perform the best.
Didn't generate enough.
I don't think it was as culturally receptive, like received well, like Superman was. Superman, like a lot of people really, really did like it.
Yeah, because I will say Fantastic Four was a little bit more serious than... Then you had Superman that was a little bit more comedic, like, relief, and...
Isn't it hilarious how we switched?
Yeah.
DC's now doing shit like that.
I know.
Just doing well.
Because James Gunn.
Listen, keep him at all costs, I'll tell you that.
Definitely. But speaking on the Marvel stuff, we have Spider-Man Brand New Day stuff. It's going to be officially taking place after the events of Daredevil Season 2. So what are our thoughts on... what season two of Daredevil can be about? So season two, it was already filmed back to back with season one.
Yeah.
But it's going to be coming out most likely in March, like last year, season one. So, I mean, like, how do you, but again, think about it. March, the episodes come out. There's probably going to be 8 or 9 episodes like last time. April, end time, give or take. We still have all the way to July to fucking wait to see that. What's going to, like, I don't know.
I think it's really just going to focus on him and Kingpin.
Okay.
Now that he's running New York still, and now he has all these task force, and, you know, he took down Punisher. Punisher probably escapes and does his own thing. Maybe Punisher is going to be a part of season two for a bit. I think it's really just going to be the relationship of him trying to take down Kingpin in the backgrounds. And Jessica Jones is involved too. So you have that. So I think he's probably just like forming a team to take down Kingpin.
Interesting.
Probably that.
Should be interesting.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. Peacemaker. Peacemaker season 2 recap. How are we feeling? How are you feeling? Do you watch the newest one?
I watched bits and pieces. I didn't watch fully.
Okay.
You could spoil it, though.
Chris basically just wants to go live in that other universe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, did you see him get confronted by Frank Grillo?
No.
He beats the living... shit.
Oh, they have their Peacemaker. Final, they have their showdown.
He arrests him and he's basically saying that, like, you killed my son. Like, he's a better man than any of us together. Like, the brutal takedown. Like, I've never seen a knee to the face so aggressive.
Okay.
In my life. Like, he's basically beating the shit out of him in an office, and he's like on the ground. He's like, if it helps me in any type of way, a day doesn't go by where I don't think about what I've done and I'm very sorry. Like he shows he's trying to change his character. He's just like, no good. He fucking knees him in the face, and the back of his head hits the window so hard, it looks like a dummy. I was like, my God. Like, he takes him down so good, and they didn't want to book him. But then one of his guys on the inside books him in, so there's a paper trail of him being there. Because if they didn't book him, he would have just killed him there.
Interesting.
Stakes. A lot of shit moving. But after that, he gets so depressed where he's just like, fuck it. Like, I'm going to go in that universe and I'm going to close the door and I'm just going to live in here now. I'm going to be with my brother and be a father that loves me.
Aw.
Eagly lives too.
Eagly.
Eagly goes with him.
So it's funny. Did you watch the coming attractions to the next episode?
Yeah, afterwards.
So.
Looks pretty fucking crazy.
A lot of people are saying, like we said last time, how, oh my God, we can't wait to see the next 3 episodes, the final 3. Is what James Gunn has been raving about.
Yeah.
It just so happens it's going to start off with the group, Peacemaker's the group of people. They go into the dimension.
Yeah.
And they go try to find him. Insane.
That's pretty fucking crazy.
It makes me kind of curious on what they're going to find of themselves.
Yeah, there's a lot of rumors on things that might happen and different people popped up. I saw an article recently where they're just like, these big DC characters are going to be a part of it. People think that, like, the Question's going to be in it, or like Blue Beetle, shit like that. Because you know how he wants to do like the Booster Gold show?
Yes.
Shit like that. Like, they think those characters are going to be somehow involved, which is great.
Yeah.
I'll take anything. I don't really care. I don't know if they're... Because, like, the cool thing you could do in that dimension is you can kind of show anything from that dimension and they could fucking die. Like,
Or
can ever be shown again. Like, kind of like Multiverse of Madness. Like, you can have Reed Richards fucking die. You can have all these people die. Like, you could do something like that, which would be kind of cool. It'd be kind of cool if they see, like, a version of, like, a Justice League that's not really a Justice League there. Maybe the inverse of it. That's why I think it might be the universe where everybody's a fucking Nazi.
Okay.
It would be really cool to see, like, if they show, like, a fucking, like, a Red Sun Superman, where he was adopted by the Russians, basically. It was fucking crazy. It's a really cool storyline. It's called Red Sun Superman, and he's a communist.
Wow.
You kind of see an evil, you can get a version of an evil Superman, because everyone likes that so much.
I'm really thinking that David Cornsweat's going to appear.
I really hope so, because why would he be in a picture with Peacemaker shooting the same day? They all look like they're ready for the camera.
Yeah. That's a good point.
It's a little odd, right? A little odd.
We shall see. This next piece of news here is, you know, we have heard that Andy Muschietti, is that his last name?
Muschietti.
Reportedly exits the Batman movie in the DCU, The Brave and the Bold.
I think that's good news.
Yes. I think...
Yeah, this movie's kind of becoming like a... it's almost... It like reminds me of like what the Batman 2 is, where it's just like, oh, we almost got a script. Oh, it's getting pushed back. Oh, it's getting pushed back. Like, we don't have a fucking date for this movie yet.
No, I'm thinking probably 2029 or 2028.
I'm 2028 camp. Mm. Most likely.
Maybe we'll get a script.
Maybe we'll get like a cameo in like Man of Tomorrow.
That'd be cool.
Maybe.
That'd be cool. Or a brief mention.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy, Bruce Wayne, he's in Gotham.
You have to show him because like we need to see a Batman in this universe. It's been talked about a little like too long.
I'm telling you, I think
I heard there's a script.
May...
No. Because did you see the new interview with Matt Reeves? He was at the Emmys for The Penguin. Which congratulations on the woman who won for that. She was fucking awesome in that. He was basically saying, he's like, hey, Elseworld or DCU? He's like, no, it's an Elseworld. Mm. The Batman 2 is going to be Elseworld. And he basically kind of said, we don't have this in here, but we talk on it. He said the villain that he's picked has never been seen before, and he's very, very rooted to Bruce Wayne's past. Sounds like a Hush to me. Or
Hush would be pretty cool.
A Court of Owls.
Court of Owls would be amazing to see.
That would be fucking sick.
Or they can kind of make a script where like both are happening at the same time, kind
of,
sort
of. I think both would be kind of good because you kind of hint to it. Like a lot of the dialogue in the Batman 2, when that guy's head blows up, that DA, he's like, it's so much bigger than you could possibly imagine. Like everything is like interconnected. Like mm-hmm. everything's deeper. Like, you don't even know what's going on. And Batman's like, what? And then he blows up. What? Like it would be really cool to see... Hush. Hush is a fucking awesome villain. For those who don't know who that is, that's Thomas Elliot. He grew up with Bruce Wayne. His parents die before Bruce Wayne's parents, and Thomas Wayne's a doctor and tried to save his parents' life, but he wanted his parents to die so he can inherit everything. But Bruce's parents die. He always hates Bruce Wayne for the reason of that, because he was cheated out of millions of dollars. And he's a big brain surgeon and shit.
Mm-hmm.
He just systematically basically destroys all of Batman's life, which would be really cool to see. And it involves all of the different villains. But there's only so many villains in this universe right now you could really use. I'd like to see it.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool.
I'd see it. I can't think of anybody else.
I've seen the animated movie, The Court of Owls, with like they have The Court of Owls in it.
It's all right. The comic's better.
Comics are better.
Comics is a lot better. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. Because one of the main guys of the Court of Owls is actually Bruce Wayne's half-brother, which is really cool. His name is like Lincoln March.
Okay.
Apparently there was an older brother, but Martha, his mom had a miscarriage.
Oh.
But the kid was just basically born sterile, and they thought that he would die, but he never did. And the Court of Owls took him in and raised him to be like a Batman figure almost. And then now they... basically team up together to destroy Bruce Wayne's life.
Interesting.
It's a better story.
Sounds like a really good... I would like to see that live action.
Yeah, I'd prefer
be
that.
Cool. I'd be really cool. You know, one thing I want to talk about too is like...
Yo.
How old do we think this Batman's going to be in part two? Is it the same? Like how long...
Rob's like 40 now.
Yeah.
He's close to being 40, I think. I would say he's probably... In the first one, he was like 28. Maybe he'll be like... 32, 33. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get your old Batman that you like, though.
I can't wait for that. I like a nice seasoned...
Dude, in Brave and the Bold, he's going to have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be old. late 30s, maybe early 40s, somewhere in there. So you'll have that. Is that your thoughts on it?
Those are my thoughts on it.
All right.
Yeah, 100%. This next piece, and wait, did you go? Wait a minute, Batman.
I'm gonna wait for you to realize.
No, you. I went. You can go.
Thank you so much.
Anytime.
Appreciate that.
Anytime.
Supergirl official synopsis: while celebrating her 21st birthday, Kara Zor-El travels across the galaxy with her dog Crypto, during which she meets the young Ruthie Mary Kiel.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, and goes on a murderous quest for revenge. I like that synopsis.
Where the hell is Lobo? Who's Ruth? Mary? No.
So it's adapted from The Woman of Tomorrow. She's involved in that story. She's from a different planet, and Lobo is an intergalactic bounty hunter. So if I had a guess, Lobo is trying to maybe kill that girl, and Supergirl has to protect her. Just an idea.
That'd be pretty cool.
I'm so excited to see Jason Momoa as a character I actually want him to see and be. Like, he fits Lobo very well.
He does. I'm really excited to see that.
He's Lobo in real life.
Yeah.
Like, the way he acts is identical to what Lobo is. So it's going to be cool to see.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
2026.
100%. Ooh.
I do suggest that they move it away from Spider-Man, though.
I don't know about that.
Move it up.
Moving up. June. I think June would be a nice release.
It is coming out in July. Yeah, so... Nah, May.
April.
March.
February.
Next month.
Yeah.
Just going to do it next month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see that movie.
Yeah. This piece of news here, Him, the film produced by Jordan Peele with Marlon Wayans... bombed. I've not heard one good thing about this movie.
It's got like 30 Rotten Tomatoes. I hear like it's... the concepts are really cool, but the story makes no sense when it's all put together. It's kind of what it is. Like, the performances are good, I hear,
mm-hmm.
but like everything else is meh.
I gotta see it. I wanna kinda see like what it's about.
I'm curious why it's so bad.
Yeah.
You
Jordan Peele, you know, usually...
Well, he didn't direct it.
No, he produced
it, though. He produced it. Whoever directed it didn't do the best job, I guess.
I get it.
Yeah. Do you want the second one? Because this is your thing.
Are you sure, man? I think you really are excited for what's ahead.
I don't have any... I'm not saying I don't have any interest.
No. Just...
But I don't have any interest. Yeah.
Okay.
Something that I like that you don't necessarily like.
Like what?
It's similar. Like being a decent human being. Like one of those things.
Yeah.
You know? So that's the difference.
Okay. All right. Well, my fan club's going to hate to hear you say that.
You have a Wicked fan club?
The Wicked for Good final trailer, Nicholas, is almost upon us. It comes out next Wednesday.
There's a first?
If I may say, a Wicked Wednesday.
That is funny they're doing that on a Wednesday.
Yeah, it's called marketing.
Was there a first?
I'm going to pretend that
honest to God question. Honest to God question. There was a first.
Yeah, it came out in June, the first trailer.
Missed it.
Yeah.
It's probably watching a Superman trailer, that's why.
Yeah, you were. It was around that same time, actually.
I'll move over to Universal.
Can't wait. It's going to be great. Can't wait to see.
So, November?
2 months away from today, exactly. Yes, November 21st.
Mm.
I'll buy you an extra seat.
To kind of ruin Thanksgiving, I guess.
I think Thanksgiving is late this year. It's a little bit later.
Is it?
I think it's like the 27th or 28th.
Sounds normal.
No, that's...
It's the last week of...
Usually, depending on leap year, it's a little bit earlier.
What? What?
I don't know, man. You know, speaking of weather... Oh, let's just talk about weather. I think you'll find this interesting. Your mom may find it... I'm even trying to... Wait, that sounded so bad. Your mom may find this interesting.
Your mom. Yeah.
Your mom. I came across this news last night. I was like on a deep dive on Reddit. Did you know that there's a deleted scene from Wizard of Oz of his deleted song and sequence called the Jitterbug? You know that? You know about that?
No.
It's really catchy. It's like honest. No, really. I looked it up and I was like, oh my God. But apparently the footage of the scene shot, they took it out of the film for pacing purposes. It comes out right after the monkeys go after them, and it's about the monkeys, basically. And they start describing, like, oh, like, they just, it, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like the Robin Williams song, Nothing But a Putter.
Oh, that one?
From Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah.
It sounds, it's got that same rhythm to it, and it's actually, like, it was pretty interesting. But apparently the footage of the scene shot, it didn't make, there's apparently, it got destroyed in the MGM fire.
Oh, yeah, there was a fire.
There's a fire. It got destroyed.
Oh, cool.
And you can only find pieces of the scene from, like, a behind-the-scenes shot. Like, the trees dancing. There's a guy in his tree suit. Like, you can see the behind of him. But, like, it's pretty interesting. It's a pretty dope song.
I'm sure it is.
Jitterbug.
I don't think I've ever even seen that movie in its entirety.
Are you joking? I actually haven't either. I don't like The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I don't have interest.
No. Because if you think about it, it's not really canon to Wicked, because Wicked is like...
It's like a fanfic.
It's fan... Well, yeah, because Dorothy dreamt the whole thing. It's a dream. It's not real.
But this place is real.
What?
The Wicked world is real.
Correct.
The other one's a dream.
Yeah. Are you the governor of Munchkinland?
Too tall.
Talk about it?
Too tall.
What character do you relate to, Justin? Bach.
Bach.
My fucking life. Should be interesting, though. I'm excited to hear the songs in part two. Part two's got better songs than part one. Unpopular opinion. Fight me. Fight me, people who listen. Well, it's true.
You keep mentioning them to everybody, and no one knows what you're talking about.
It's been out for 20 years. Just pick up a fucking book and go see it.
But not many people go there to go see Wicked. So, Wicked, the Broadway.
Yes.
It has all this shit in there, right?
Yeah, so... The second movie is the second act, so it's like right after intermission. So the whole entire play is about 2 hours long, two some change. The entire play. So like both acts one, intermission, act two together.
So we could have made this shorter, that's what you're telling
Correct.
Me.
So like part two, this they just released a runtime. It's 2 hours and 18 minutes, which the first one was 2 hours and I think 40-ish minutes. But act two in the play is an hour long, maybe under an hour. It's very fast. It's not like... So I'm excited to see what they incorporate as far as things that aren't in the play. Like they have like a wedding sequence. There's a lot of shit that wasn't in the play that they're adding into it, plus two new songs that were not in the musical. So I'm interested to see like what they add and what kind of fluff I want to see people turn into things.
I'm kind of busy that day.
Really? Well, you know what? We'll go the next day. And well, the next day.
You got him.
And the next day.
And the next day.
And the next day.
And the next day.
And the next day. Yeah. Super excited, though.
It's good.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
I know you really petitioned hard for this.
I did. Yeah.
You think James Franco's going to show up?
I hope not. Why like not? Jeff Goldblum as the wizard.
He's canon.
He's pretty okay.
What if you see his skeleton in the corner because he tried to move in on Jeff Goldblum's turf?
I think I forgot that James Franco played the wizard.
You ever see the movie?
No.
I saw that movie more times than the original.
Really?
It was always on, like,
don't
Stars.
Don't they fight? Doesn't, like, the Wicked Witch... don't they fight each other? Like, actual, like...
Yeah, they fight each other.
Oh.
You should watch it. It's, like, fucking... It's not good. Sam Raimi directed it, too.
Did he?
Which is crazy.
Was there, like, scare elements to it?
Some things. You're always gonna see...
He does that sometimes.
Those little things. But, like, Mila Kunis plays one of the... I think she plays the one who's supposed to be in a wheelchair. But she's not. But then she... Maybe she's not. And then she bites an apple. And then she turns into the witch.
That sounds like Snow White. I don't think you're getting it right.
She ate an apple, I swear to God.
What?
Yeah.
That's not a plot line.
And then her sister is the good one. But she wears black, so it's confusing. I don't get it.
It's interesting.
The whole thing doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a great time.
It was a good check that I got, though, doing that acting class. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Just bring your singing gear. We're gonna sing.
Don't sing in the fucking theater.
I'm gonna sing. I'm gonna put a fucking microphone on.
Why you gotta do that?
Why not?
Just enjoy the film.
I'm gonna enjoy it while singing.
What? No. Don't they have sing-along ones you can go to?
It's not released public information yet, so I'm gonna assume no.
No, I'm sure it'll happen.
Even if they do, you know, the opening night, I'm gonna fucking riot.
You're gonna ruin everyone's night.
I can't wait. Hello!
There he is. He's doing it again.
You suck! Get off the stage, bitch!
Was it a scary movie?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, would you shut up? Ow!
Shut up,
Uncanny camera! I'm excited for... That's another thing, too. Scary Movie 6, they just released, and it's not on here, but we'll go over that real quick. Scary Movie 6, the guy who played, I forgot his name, he's in White Chicks, he's in...
He was in Peacemaker season 1, too.
Yeah.
Night at the Roxbury. He's in a bunch of shit.
Lot of things. He's coming back to play his role from fucking Scary Movie 1.
So, they must be like rebooting everything.
They have to be. Canonically. They're using the whole original cast, my understanding.
That's fucking hilarious. Wow.
Glad they still have work. It's been a while.
Yeah. The other one, too. The girl who got her head cut off.
I don't think she got confirmed coming back. She's coming back? Buffy?
Probably. You have everybody else coming back, right?
Yeah, but we don't know where she's at. Maybe she declined it.
Mm.
She's got a lot of work now.
What did she do? She was in fucking... She was in the last Jay and Silent Bob movie.
Yes! That was the last thing she was... Dude, you were really spot on with that. That was the last thing she was in.
Beautiful woman.
She's all right.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Yeah. Shannon... Something. I don't know her last name. Shannon something.
Yeah. No, I'm excited for it.
But yeah, man, that's going to conclude our ep today.
Absolutely.
End off on anything positive? Anything you want to tell the audience about, like, just full off the dome?
Oh, today I woke up and today, yeah.
All right.
Is that good?
That was... I hope that gives...
I'm going to start the ordained speech like that, too.
Hi, everybody. I'm here to...
Justin couldn't be here. He collapsed in the bathroom.
Justin, he didn't eat for 5 days prior to this because he was doing a fast, and it got the best of him. And let's just say...
he hit his head on a sink. He's still blacked out.
We're going to actually have him on Zoom. He's in the hospital. Hey, everybody. What's going on? Nick, am I next to Jesus like I wanted on the cross? Am I next to him? Did you put me next to him? Okay, good. Hi, everybody. I'm getting an IV fluid as we speak, but sorry I can't be there.
Somebody filled it with air. Yeah. I only have 3 minutes left.
Yeah, I'm on oxygen now. But yeah. Yes, guys, that concludes our ep today. Episode, EpiPen, whatever you want to abbreviate it as.
Are we uploading these?
We're uploading these, man. We're doing it. We're live.
Just making sure.
We're live in the clubhouse right now.
All
right. You could find us on our socials at the Dynamic Brew Podcast. Our personals at
Subway,
at
Wendy's.
You only have 3 tries.
At Pop Tart.
Now you have a 4th try because what is the at?
At Kendrick Lamar.
That's good.
That's a good one.
That's good, man. That's a good one. It's Justin Delcon.
You changed it again?
No, it's been my. It's been for quite a while.
What's wrong with just your normal name?
I don't like it. It's too long.
Fair enough.
What about yours? What's your at, man?
At Nick Scardino.
There we go.
You tricked me.
That's all I wanted.
Fuck,
that's all I wanted.
God damn it. All right. Bye.